Well, I got your message.
Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. 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 Okay, we're about to start. I didn't get a chance to call Sister Lillian, but we'll keep you on. I'll get her when I can. All right. All right. Shall we come to order? We've begun. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Usher the Lord into our service. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, for your bountiful blessings, dear God, unto us. And that, Lord, you raised us up, dear God. You allowed us to see a new day this morning, dear Father. Lord, and we're so thankful, dear God, that, Lord, we're still looking to you, dear God. We're looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we just give you glory this morning, Lord, for your goodness. And we pray, dear God, that you would be in our midst this morning. We thank you, dear God, for allowing us to come together, dear God, to worship you, dear God, in spirit and in truth. We thank you, dear God, for traveling mercies, dear Father, over the highway, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for bringing Minister Scott and Sister Scott, dear God, along safely. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless, dear God, and anoint them, dear Father. Lord, even as they've come, dear God, to minister unto us, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would have your way in their lives, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, keep them continually, Lord, in your care and in your love. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Fran in a very special way, dear God. We know, dear Father, that her surgery is upcoming this week. And Lord, we've been lifting her name up to you, dear God, knowing, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to bring her through, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that you love her, dear God, and Lord, she loves you with all of her heart. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that you would bless, Lord, and be her guide and her stay, dear God. Oh, Father, we know, dear God, even as you were with Pastor Jenkins, Lord, Father, you will be with Sister Fran in the same way, dear God. And, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless and keep Sister Fran encouraged, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Jenkins, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would give her a touch this morning, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, her desire is to be here, dear God. But, Lord, we know, dear Father, that you're able, Lord, to be there with her and here with us, Lord. Dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would show yourself mighty, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would manifest your presence, dear God, Lord, to us and to her, dear God. Lord, and to all of those, dear Father, who are not able, Lord, to be out today. Lord, we pray, dear God, your healing favor, dear God, would be with Sister Jenkins, dear God. Bless her, dear God. Strengthen her. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you remember Sister Carol in like manner, dear Father. Yeah. Lord, we know, Lord, her desires to be here, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that when it's time, Lord, we know, Lord, in your good time, dear Father, Lord, you're going to touch her, Lord, and enable her, dear Father, to be in the house of God once again, dear Father. And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, your touch and your healing be upon her, dear God. Strengthen her in the name of Jesus, Lord. This we pray. Lord, we pray, Lord, remember Sister Lillian, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, it's her desire to be in the house of God likewise, dear Father, but Lord, she's just physically not able. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her and encourage her heart, dear God, to just continue to look up to thee, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to bless her. We know, Lord, that you're able to bring her along, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless her. Help her to know, Lord, that we're continually praying for her, dear God. Oh, Father, we miss Brother Byron this morning, dear God, but we know that he's traveling, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with him and his companion, dear God. Lord, even as they go for the memorial service, dear God, for his sister-in-law. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with them. Bless them. Keep them safe, dear God. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Yes. Doubtless, dear God, we know that Brother Byron is thinking of us, Lord, even as we're thinking of him. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless him and be with him, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just remember, Lord, each and every one. Remember Mr. Dalton, dear God. Father, we don't see him. He hasn't come in yet, dear God. But, Father, we're praying, dear God, that he would come, dear Father, that he's on his way, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to deal with him through your eternal word. Lord, you remember his upraised hand, dear God. I believe it was last week or 2 weeks ago, dear Father. Lord, at the end of service, dear God, during altar call time. And so, Father, you know, Lord, what was on his heart, dear God. God, what was on his mind. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that your spirit would continue to deal with him, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee. Bring him out today, dear God, to receive your eternal word, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Brother Reggie in a special way, dear God, and remember his companion, dear God. Father, we're praying, Lord, your touch upon her body, dear God. Lord, remember Miss Nancy in a special way, dear God, not only in body, Lord, but in soul and mind and spirit, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, that you're able to give her a touch. We know, Lord, that you're able to raise her up, dear God. Lord, but raise her body not only up to strength, dear God, but to raise her soul up to newness of life. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would just speak to her heart in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Father, we're asking, Lord, that you would have your way. Lord, remember our children who are here today.
Yes.
We thank you for them, dear God. We thank you, Lord, how they're learning your eternal word, dear Father.
Yes.
And we pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father, oh, Lord, that you would, Lord, help them, dear God. Help give them a good understanding, dear Father. Lord, speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, to know, dear Father, Lord, that in you is the only place that we can find safety, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, for them, Lord, as they'll be returning to school this week, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would keep them in your care, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, that the enemy, dear God, is walking about seeking whom he may devour. And if he has a chance, Lord, he'll even try to devour our children. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would bless them and protect them in the name of Jesus. Lord, this we pray of thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done and are doing for each and every one of us. We pray, Lord, that your presence, Lord, would be here, dear Father. Lord, that you would anoint this service, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, your anointing on Minister Scott, dear God, to bring the word to us. Lord, we pray, Lord, as we hear the piano behind us, Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing, dear God, on Sister Fran, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for her, dear God. Pray, Lord, you would continue, Lord, to just be with her and be her strength. Have your way, Lord. Remember Sister Millicent, dear God, who will bring the song, lead the song service, Lord. We thank you for her, dear God, all that you have done for her, dear God. Lord, how, Lord, she's a witness, dear Father, Lord, of your goodness and your presence in her life, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, you continue to be with her. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us utterance, dear God. Bless in every prayer that is rendered, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, in exhortation. We just pray, Lord, that you would bless, dear God, even, dear Father, as your spirit would go forth, Lord, and touch hearts, dear God, who have a need in thee. Have your way. Remember each one that's on the phone. Remember each one that's on the called in, Lord, on the system. Remember those who are in the media room, dear God. Lord, who are putting out an all call, dear Father, to those, dear Father, who habitually want to call in and hear your word, Lord. We thank you for them, dear Father.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, that they're hungering and thirsting, dear Father, after the truth. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember those in the media room, dear God, that you are using, dear God, to reach out and to touch those, dear God, who want to hear the truth of your word, Lord. Father,
yes.
We just have your way, dear God. Bless us and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all glory and all the praise shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Can we turn in our worship of the Lord to 223? 223. He is Lord. He is Lord.
Oh,
Shall bow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every tongue shall confess. Amen. That Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise our God. We thank God for his steadfastness. We thank God for his mighty power.
Amen.
There are those, they may deny him now, but they will not deny him in that day. Amen. Thank God for all that he has done for each of us. We thank God, giving honor to Pastor Jenkins, who is on the phone, and giving honor to Minister Scott. We thank God for him. We thank God for his friend this morning. So glad to have them here. And good morning to each and every one of the saints.
Yeah.
It's just good to be in the house of God this morning. And we're, you know, we say that, and we know that there are those who are on the phone who have a desire to be here, but they know also that it's good to be in the house of God, in the presence of God. It's good to be among the saints.
Amen.
Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. And we will begin with verse 22. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22. And we will read through to chapter 8, verse 2. So Hebrews chapter 7, beginning with verse 22. And we will read through the end of chapter 7, and then also reading verses 1 and 2 in chapter 8.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Verse 22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament.
And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death.
But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood.
Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens.
Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, then for the people's, for this he did once when he offered up himself.
For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore.
Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
together, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The Lord pitched, not man. Praise our God.
Man.
People are running after so many things.
Yeah.
We have to desire what the Lord pitched and not man. Praise God. That true tabernacle. Amen. The body of Christ. Amen. That old church of God. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for all that he has done. Thank God for the church of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. She shall ever stand, won't she?
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for his word. We thank God for his presence.
Yes.
We're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer. We know that the Lord is able.
Yes.
We trust in him. We depend upon him. We know that he has answered in past times.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he said, I am the Lord, I change not. And so we know that we can take our prayer requests to him and know that he will take up our cause and he'll do what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll ask if there are special requests at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister India. Amen. Sister Smith. Brother Jax, Sister Francine, amen. Amen.
Mr. Blake, truly thank the Lord for his many blessings and all that he's done for me.
Mm-hmm.
Safety and travels this morning, picking up those for church service. And while we were sitting there, waiting on Sister Regina to come out, one of the other ladies that lived there in the complex was sitting there, and she noticed the church van.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up and asked me about the services. And so I gave her one of the little pamphlets that was in the bus. And she said, oh, there's many here that may want to come to church service.
Well, bless
the Lord. Bless the Lord. She says, well, can we call you that morning? I said, oh, no, ma'am. You need to call me a couple days ahead. I said, so that I'm aware. And so she said, okay, her name is Miss Linda. So remember her much in prayer, and the Lord have his way.
Amen. Amen. Miss Linda. Amen. And others who lived there.
Right.
She said she lived on the hilltop at 266, I think she said, Wayne Avenue. She said she used to live up here for many years.
Hmm.
She said she's familiar with this area. So just truly thank the Lord.
Amen. 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 See, sometimes to serve the Lord, all we have to do is just show up.
Amen.
Just show up, and the Lord will do the rest.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you remember me, Sister Blake?
Yes, Sister Carol.
Amen. Sister Blake, this is Sister Jenkins. I want to truly say to Brother Scott, thank you for being there and standing in. I thank the Lord for you. You truly have been a good brother to me, and I know you're faithful to the Lord. And I thank you for your prayers that have already gone up for me. I just want to say a special thank you to all the saints for your prayers, your love that's been shown toward me during this downtime I'm having. And I also want to thank Brother Tony because he really has stepped up to the plate. He's been a good nurse. And I thank God for him and continue to remember him much in prayer that I'll continue to be a good patient because I don't want him running up and down the stairs for me. But just thank the Lord for each and every one of you and that God will bless and have a good service today in the Lord because I know he's brought us a good message even just by the scripture being read. It was enough joy right then and there just to say God has a word for us today. So thank God. Each and every one, and thank God for Sister Fran likewise being there. God bless everyone.
Amen. Amen.
Lord bless, and this is Sister Holmes. Mm-hmm. Have his way today.
Amen.
As always.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Remember those on our prayer list, and Remember Sister Toya Jackson, much in prayer. Lord, would touch her, help her. Remember Sister Webb. She has not come in yet, but we thank God she's brought her a long ways. And we thank God for her. And remember Sister Ruth, Sister Byron. I think he's traveling. Remember Brother Byron and Judy, that I believe they're due to travel back home tomorrow. So remember them much in prayer. Also remember Brother Byron as he prepares a message for the food pantry as well. Lord, and for Wednesday. Amen. Bible study. Sister Melita. Amen. Sister Melita, to remember her family in prayer, to be the Lord's will next weekend. Well, she said the second, didn't she?
First or the second.
All right. So it's not this coming weekend, but the weekend after that. She and her family will be traveling to Georgia. So pray that the Lord will bless them, keep them safe. We know that he's able. Amen.
Remember all that are coming in. Family reunion. The
McElroy's
down there, so that's the family that's
all coming in. Amen. Sister Millicent elaborated that's the McElroy family reunion down in Georgia. So remember those who will be traveling in as well, that the Lord would keep them safe. Remember Sister Lawrencine, Brother Maurice downstairs who were feeding the children. Remember them in prayer. Remember Sister Ruth in prayer, likewise. The Lord will just bless her and encourage her heart. There are times when the enemy tries to bring discouragement. And it seems that he works on those who want to do more for the Lord and who are just not able, and then the enemy will come and say, look at you. You're no good. You're no good for anything. But that's a lie. That's a lie from the pit. Jesus said he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. He's a liar and the father of it. So just continue to remember Sister Ruth, that she would be encouraged, not get discouraged. And, for each and every one of us, because the devil will try to bring discouragement. Issues of life, as Brother Levesque would call it, issues of life.
Yeah.
Things come, things happen. But God has not forsaken us. So let us continue to be encouraged. Remember Sister Saunders also down in Florida, her family, particularly one daughter of hers.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot to keep a praise report. Sister Ada is doing good. And my mother-in-law talked to her yesterday. She said she's not having any pain, so that's a blessing.
Praise God.
And then the weather where Brother Byron and Judy are, I know it's coming in California.
Yeah.
It's also supposed to hit Nevada. I was hoping they'd be back. But let's remember the weather situation for that hurricane was supposed to come.
Amen.
It will cross over to Nevada where they are. So.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Sister Fran, she gave a praise report. Sister Ada Walls is doing well. We thank God for that. We know that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. And so we thank God once again for answering our prayers on her behalf. And your mother-in-law also.
Oh, my mother-in-law.
Yes. Her mother-in-law, Brother Allen's mother, is not having any pain. We thank God for that. We know that it's the Lord's touch. It's the Lord working. Amen. And then also the weather, the hurricane that's coming in off of the coast of California and sweeping up, and they said it's been 70-some years since or more
mm-hmm.
than since there was a hurricane out in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so remember, Brother Byron and Judy are in Nevada, which is right next door. And when it sweeps in on the coast, that it will be sweeping toward Nevada as well. And so we'll pray for traveling mercies for them, praying that the Lord will bring them back, and praying for all the people who live out there. Brother Levesser's brother, James, lives in San Jose. But praying, I believe Sister Carol has some nieces and nephews who live out there. Praying that the Lord will have mercy, because they were saying there are some places that, yesterday, there's some places that maybe only have 4 or 5 inches of rain in a year, but they're out of the storm. They said they may have 7 inches of rain in one day.
Yeah.
We can't imagine the flash flooding and so on that would occur. So just remember them much in prayer. Amen. Yes, on Maui and Hawaii, they're still finding dead people, and there are still people who are missing. So just remember that entire area much in prayer. Some people are homeless. Their homes have been destroyed. There was a report. There were people that said it was just about time for their children to go back to school, and this happened. And some of the schools were destroyed. Others had a lot of damage. The ones that weren't burned up, they were checking for see if the water around is drinkable and so on. And even if they have the children who survived, even if they send them, I guess the island is divided. There's a mountain range that goes down the center of it. And if they transfer their in the burned area, if they transfer their kids to school on the other side of the island, they'd have to be transported, you know, around the mountain to get there, and 45 minutes to an hour ride one way. So there's many needs that are there. In addition to just they were asking the one mother, well, can't they do online learning like happened during COVID? She said, well, that would be fine, except that the computers and everything all got burned up, you know, and the Wi-Fi and so on. So there are many needs that are there. So just remember them much in prayer. You know, there's many times people talk about Hawaii, and it's a beautiful place. People say, oh, it's like paradise on earth, but it's earth. It is not heaven. And it is still subject to the things that can happen. And we look at that and we see what happened with that. And that's just a foretaste of what's going to happen to this earth when Jesus comes back again. So let us stand in the holy place. Be sure that we are standing for the Lord, because we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man does.
Like also, I wanted to mention, just remember the children. We know they're going back to school. And remember them much in prayer. And I know after service, we normally have the children, either after or before, we have the children come up for prayer. But remember them with the school buses. I heard the other night that some children, they get home till 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, my.
And they said they don't have enough bus drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, did you not know this before the school started? But remember these parents. I mean, you could imagine these parents are irate because their children didn't, and they didn't say ages. They just said the children did not get home until 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock at night.
And I couldn't imagine, you know, you put your child on the bus that morning at 6:30 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you don't see him again till it's time for them to bath time to be in bed.
Yeah.
So remember the system of those that are on the board that are working with the school and the people that are driving our children. Remember that we need to keep that in prayer before the Lord. But, you know, look at our little ones. Tatum and them coming in at that time of night, you're frantic. Where are my children? And they've got all these kids. They're waiting to get delivered home. Let's remember that today.
Amen. And that they would be able to find qualified bus
drivers.
Bus drivers who don't have a drug history.
Yeah.
These kinds of things.
Yes.
Amen. Okay. Sister Smith? They need to get saved. Exactly. That's right. Amen. 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 Remember Sister Smith's loved ones. Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson, is your hand? All general requests. We all need something. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Brother Jackson, if you would come and take us to the throne of grace. If anyone has a need, come to an altar of prayer. We know that we can come to the Lord. We don't have to. There's no toll. You don't have to pay a fee.
Praise God.
Amen.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 342? 342 is a worship to the Lord. I need thee every hour. Sing verse 1 and 2, and then the fourth, 3 and 4, and then the fourth.
I need thee every hour. Most
let us bow our heads and look to the Lord in prayer. We thank him for each and every day that he allows us to be in the land of the living.
Yes, yes.
Thank him for the gathering here, and we have an opportunity to pray for those, the Heavenly Father, on a prayer list. And what a wonderful opportunity you've given us that we can come before you, Lord. Sometimes I wonder, I said, we are just like a drop of dust, but yet and still, Lord, you care for us.
Yes.
And how that you love us, my Lord, my God. So I want to pray for each and every one here, and the prayer request that Sister Smith brought forth about our children, and I feel the same way, my Lord, my God. I ask that you remember her request and remember her walk with you, dear Heavenly Father, how that she loves you and she loves her family members, to keep them up in prayer. Thank you for Sister India being here today, dear Heavenly Father, and being a part of our Sunday school class, and the wonderful testimony that she gave this past Wednesday, and the things that she is going through, dear Heavenly Father. As Sister Blake said, the issues of life, that we all go through things similar to, or some even worse. It's just part of life that you've given us. And this is why I truly, truly thank you that we can come before God like you. You're omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, Almighty God, here and there, dear Heavenly Father. And when you really, truly think about our Sunday school class and the lesson that we had about Joshua being leader, he's one of my favorite study in the Old Testament of Joshua. I always did like, and this is amazes me about those two bodies of water, dear Heavenly Father, and the Jordan River. The stones and things are still standing there today, dear Heavenly Father, for a memorial that the children, dear Heavenly Father, those of the second, third, and fourth generations of those who did not make it, God, you still look down upon them, seeing if there is anyone that do understand or hate you still, dear Heavenly Father. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thought when you think of these events and things, and you believe and you are a Christian and you have seen, dear Heavenly Father, the things that you have done in our lives. If you are for us, who can be against us? So, Lord, we ask that you will honor each and every of these prayer requests and testimonies. Remember the children that are here today, God, and ask that you remember Sister Melita's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, on their upcoming vacation that they're going to take, the reunion down in Georgia, dear Heavenly Father, and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. They plan to go, and all these events going on in this world today, your wonders and signs, dear Heavenly Father, I've noticed when these things happen, the only thing that people can do, even us, is just sit back and watch. As you have told us, these things are going to happen in perilous times, and we are truly in that today. Mankind's heart are still not with thee, dear God. So I ask that you remember each and every soul that do not know thee and a pardon of their sin, dear Heavenly Father, that they would consider before it's ever too late. Because once you bring judgment on a person, I've noticed this too, it's over. It's nothing anybody can do. Lord, remember mankind, dear Heavenly Father. Including myself, I want to pray for my family members. how you allow me, dear Heavenly Father, to go in and anoint them, each and every one, and pray for them, dear God, and being an example, dear Heavenly Father, what it's all about. I can't do anything else. Thank you for my son, William. You've given him a birthday today, dear Heavenly Father, August the 20th. He's 41 years old. And I told him I was going to put an offering in for him. But, Lord, I would love for him to come and put his soul and his heart on the line, dear Heavenly Father, for you, dear God, and give his own testimony, Lord. And I thank you for allowing him to be and just coming back from San Antonio in California and stopping in Georgia to see my two oldest brothers. And William right there by my side. It's only one time, dear Heavenly Father, we had a little misunderstanding, but how you allow me, dear Heavenly Father, not pit more wood, I sort of say, upon a fire, but just walk away from it. And then how that you brought us back together, dear God, even stronger. And he, amending, dear Heavenly Father, he has a problem with his temper, but he's working on it. And the words that you gave me to say to him at that moment, dear God, that he can't do anything about it. He has to yield that over to you. And I ask that you continue to remember him, dear Heavenly Father. He, good son, or that doesn't make a difference. It's just like filthy rags to him. He's got to come your way. Just like each and every one of us did, dear God. So I ask that you would continue to remember him. And also my daughter Angela, and my daughter Tina, and my daughter Jada, and their household and family members, and all my grandchildren, dear God. I pray for them each and every day. And I ask that you remember me, dear Heavenly Father, that I may continue to walk and be this example, dear God, for them. Not only for my kids, but for my neighbors, and also in front of you in my home that I live by myself, that when I do go out, dear God, I'm already giving you the praise and glory, and your blessings will bring me back home safely. And if you don't, it's your will. Let your will be done. Lord, I truly thank you. I am ready, dear God. I love you with all my heart. And I thank you for this opportunity that I can come before you, my Lord, my God. I ask that you remember Brother Maurice and Sister Laurencine down in the lower part of the church, taking care of the children. Thank you for allowing me to see my brother Reggie come in, dear Heavenly Father, sitting at his post and at the door. I ask that you remember each and every name written on a prayer request in the bulletin, and ask that you remember Sister Vivian Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, that gave her testimony. Remember this dear soul, and thank you for her family that takes care of her. And Lord, continue to bless her, dear God, that she'll be able to hear the word of God, dear God. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Beverly Carroll, dear God, and she's not able to be here today, and continue to bless her, dear God, and her walk with thee. You know how she loves you, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you again for that beautiful, beautiful gift that you've given her, her voice, dear Heavenly Father. She can rain out songs that would bring tears to your eye, but always glorifying you, my Lord. Thank you for her. Remember her sister, Sister Regina, who's here today in our presence. Thank you for allowing her to be in the Sunday school class, Lord, each and every Sunday. And Lord, we ask that you remember their brother Frank, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, how they love to have his soul saved. And I would too, because I knew him coming up, dear God. Remember this dear soul and his household. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Patricia Blake, standing in, dear Heavenly Father, as she always does, and glorifying you, lifting you up, and her wonderful words of exhortation, her prayer, dear Heavenly Father, and just continue to remember her and her companion, Brother Maurice. I ask that you bless our upcoming Bible study in September, dear Heavenly Father, that we may glorify you in scriptures and thoughts and participation, dear Heavenly Father, in this, that everyone may, we all need to come together, and always we can never say that, oh, I know the Bible, because that the deceitfulness of Satan will have you think that, but the distractions and things that he put for you may never get back to the spot that you were. So remember us, dear Heavenly Father, that we may glorify you in teaching the scriptures. Thank you for Sister Francine. It's been a while since I heard the melodies of the piano, you know, doing the prayer, and thank you for blessing her with this talent, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you bless her, and next week I think she has this procedure, and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. And her companion, Brother Allen, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing him to be here, and traveling mercy that you have given them to be a part of this day. And we ask that you bless the going back, and your blessings upon them, dear Heavenly Father. And this man of God and this sister of God, remember them. And we ask that you remember Sister Millicent and her prayer request. I couldn't hear a lot of it because of the air conditions. And then, Father God, you know all about this. I have a problem with my, sounds like I stepped by the window on the plane coming back from California and Georgia, and how that it just feels like my head is still through an echo chamber. And Lord, I'm glad that I'm here today, and ask that you bless whatever's going on up there in this head of mine, dear God. And I know that your spirit is still with me, and it's not stopping that, dear God. And just remember me, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way. I ask that you remember other spoken prayer requests. And Father, Ruth Stewart, Brother Byron, and Judy, his companion, remember their children, Madeline and Jacob, dear Heavenly Father. And remember Sister Scott, giving their prayer request or testimony about Tyrone, her son, and that he's going to be here pretty soon. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of them. I was in the military myself, and I know what it is to be away from home. And Lord, you took care of me, and you don't change. You're still the same God today that you were then, and you answer prayer. So thank you, Lord, for each and everyone here. And I just hope I didn't forget anyone, my Lord, my God. Remember each and every one of our children, Jasmine and Matthew and London and Haley and Grant and Olivia and Lily Infinity, dear Heavenly Father, sister, India's daughter. It's good to see all of them in the Sunday school and taking part. So some of these kids are growing up. They look like each time you see them, they're a little taller, but that's the way life is. It makes me think about my years, but now I'm old up there in age, dear Heavenly Father, but I can pray for them like someone prayed for me. Remember us, dear Heavenly Father. We always want to serve you and glorify you. Ask that you bless the message. Ask that you bless, dear Heavenly Father, all those on the radio and these phone instruments that they got hooked up now that you can hear. And remember their prayer request. Can't be with us. I always treat them as special prayers because they're not here speaking them, just like those on the prayer list. So remember those prayer requests, dear God, and be with us as we love to be with you. And we're going to give you the praise and the glory and honor. Remember the Officer Jamie on the parking lot out there, and remember our neighbors, both far and near, dear God, the homeless and the poor, the elders and seniors, the widows, the widlers, and the widows indeed. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
God. Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am before you to offer prayer before we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. We thank God for all that he has done for us, because he has supplied our needs as he said that he would. And so we just thank God and give him the glory for it all. And you know, the saints are just faithful in that whether they're here or whether they're away, whether they're well or if they're afflicted in body at home, they make sure their offering gets to the church. We thank God. That's the love of God. That's what the love of God can do for you. And it's just that you have a desire because you realize that it's you're giving as unto the Lord. And the Lord sees and knows. And we just thank God for that love and that faithfulness that he puts in each and every one of us. This is the third Sunday of the month. And so the special offering for today is for the food pantry. And as we file by the plates, we may place the special offering for the food pantry in the center plate. And our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear Father, for all that you have provided for us. For, Lord, your word is true. We found it to be true that you daily load us with benefits. And we give you glory, Lord, for what you have done for us. And, Lord, as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, Lord, we do it cheerfully, dear God, because we know, Lord, that you love a cheerful giver. Lord, we do it with simplicity, Lord, because you have told us, Lord, that let our giving be with simplicity. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom, dear God, for the use, dear Father, of these tithes and offerings that are brought into the storehouse. We pray, dear God, that you would multiply them as only you can, Lord. For we know, Lord, that you will multiply them sufficient to the needs, dear God. And, Lord, we just trust you, dear God, to do, dear Father, what is needed, what is needful, Lord. Lord, we know, Lord, that you know the end from the beginning, Lord, and you know, Lord, what the end, what the needs will be. We don't know, Lord, but we know, dear God, that you're able to supply them. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each giver, bless their gift, dear God. Use both to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
Along the way of
Thank you.
Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
The glory in the cross. Thank you. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. The thought came to me that when Jesus had sent followers out two by two, and he had equipped them to go out, and when they came back rejoicing. But Jesus said, rejoice not in that the devils are subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And our names are only written in heaven because we glory in the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the song service, for the prayer service. We just thank the Lord for manifesting his presence already in our midst. So glad to see Cherie and Sierra here. Thank God for you. Amen. Glad to see Brother and Sister Belton and their crew. Thank the Lord for you. Amen. 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 But we just thank God for allowing us to gather together in his presence. We thank God for his anointing. We thank God for Minister Scott. We know that he is a man of God, called by God to the ministry, called by God to feed souls with the word. And so we're going to lift him up to God in prayer, knowing that his sufficiency is in the Lord. His dependence is on the Lord. He's depending upon the Lord to give him utterance from the Spirit that he may speak to our hearts what we need to hear, because God knows what we need. So we're going to pray. Shall we stand to offer prayer for our dear brother? Amen. And again, we thank God as Brother Jax, as Brother Vester prayed. We thank God for Sister Fran, thank her, thank the Lord for Sister Scott, her rendering music, amen, for the service. We thank God for her. And we know even though she's facing surgery this week, middle of this week, she's still serving, not making excuse at all, but using the limbs that the Lord has given her and the yes. strength that he has put in them to serve him this day. Amen. To lift up praises to the Lord. And so we thank God for her by his side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for your presence in this service thus far. Thanking you, Lord, for all that our hearts have felt, dear God. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you are not finished with us, Lord. We know, dear God, that you have something else for us, dear Father. Yes. And, Lord, we've come with expectation, dear God, because we know, dear God, that your word shall not return unto you void, but, Lord, it shall accomplish that purpose for which you have sent it. And so, Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you would anoint Minister Alan Scott in a very special way. We pray, Lord, that your power, dear God, would be upon him, dear God. Lord, that he might tell forth, dear God, the word that you have given to us. Lord, that he may prophesy unto us the truth, Lord, the truth of your word, Lord, that you have provided for him, Lord. For we know, Lord, that your spirit has preached to him in order for him to preach to us. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that, Lord, that you would give him the unction of the Holy Spirit, dear God, to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord. Father, to encourage our hearts, dear God, to strengthen us, Lord, in your word, dear God, that we may be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding, Lord, in your word and in your work. Bless him, dear God. We pray, dear God, that he would preach, Lord, in the power of the Spirit, dear God, and that you would get the glory from it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our minister, Alan Scott, from Church of God in Xenia, Ohio.
want to thank God for being present here today. It is a joy driving up and just looking at all the beautiful creation that we take for granted from time to time and just reflect upon the goodness of the Lord in our lives. We too like to thank my wife for being with us today. You know, I can travel by myself, but it's so much better when you have your spouse with you. And I want to thank the Lord for leaving just enough knee left for her to make it to church today, where her desire was to be here.
Yeah.
And we're just thankful to be able to see each and every one of you and hear your voices and know that you're doing well in Christ and physically. We thank God for blessing the pastor of this church. Got a call, got a good report that she's doing well. And we just thank God for her and for all who continue on in her absence doing the will of God. We're just grateful for the family of God.
Amen.
I get to hold a little one for the first time today. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm driving up those long hours up the road, but I'm thinking what lies here at the end. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to maybe. There he is. God is so good. God is so good. We want to share the word of God with you as he's laid upon my heart. And we're going to pray and believe that God is going to bless you right where you are in your time of need. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. It's a very familiar text that's used often, and it's a special text for me because what it meant to me, what it's the role it's played in my life. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens." You know, when you're going through some things that you just can't explain, there's no explanation. There's no human reasoning. You just can't figure out, why is this happening to me? Why in my life? Why now? And they're questions that seemingly you just can't get a resolve. But when I look at this text, I don't really need an explanation of why I'm going through this. When I put my mind on God's word and understand that everything that transpires in my life, in your life, everything, there's an appointed season, appointed time for every purpose, every work under the heaven. So now when I would be tempted by the enemy to worry about what's going on and what my end's going to be, now I can have the peace of God. I can have joy unspeakable because I know that God is in charge. He's already appointed these events in my life. He's already placed a purpose, a work in and for each one of our lives. And so I'm encouraged by this word. And that's the purpose of God's word, is in fact to be encouraged. At a time when you would feel hopeless, just because things don't look like ends are going to come together for us. But again, when you keep your eyes on the word of God, then you'll find there's hope. But not only hope, you'll find there's peace, there's joy, there's rest, even in the storm. I remember when the disciples had been given a command from the Lord to go to the other side. And they were all happy, and as we are, to please God in everything that he asked us to do. But it just so happens on this particular journey, they got about halfway. Now, mind you, these are experienced fishermen. But they found themselves caught in a storm that, from their perspective, based on circumstances, they were convinced, I'm going to die. We are going to die. And this was in spite of the fact that Jesus was on the boat with them. Now, you know, being saved and all, we have many, many, many promises. We may not know them all, but we know enough to get us through anything that God would have us to go through. Go through it in a way where he'll be glorified and it'll actually work for our good. But we find these disciples asking Jesus a question. And it's hard to believe they could even think about asking him such a question after they witnessed what he has done just hours before, feeding 5,000. And now here they are, 12 of them, based on conditions and circumstances, they believe we're going to die. But the worst of it is they went to Jesus and asked him, carest thou not that we perish? You know, sometimes it gets over, you know, we get flooded with so many things going on. One thing happens, you get through it, and here comes another one. Get through it, it comes another one. And you wonder, will I ever have that time of rest, that time of peace? Because it seems that everything keeps going one right after the other, seemingly no rest. But when we understand Ecclesiastes 3:1, that God is working in and through our lives a purpose, a particular work that only you can do. We all have our assignment, and we're not asked to do it all by ourselves. He's given us the power of the Holy Spirit. He's given us the word. He's given us his promise. But sometimes, like these disciples, we'll find ourselves in things where, in spite of the power of the Holy Spirit that we've experienced in our lives time and time again, in spite of that power, in spite of the word of promise, so many that we know God has kept into our own personal lives, there will be that something that comes on us that we've never experienced before. And it's God taking us to a whole new level of faith in him, because he knows that what's coming up, you're going to need a greater faith than what you presently have. That faith was sufficient for what you were going through then. But this new challenge that will face us, we're going to need a greater faith. So now you have all those things that he's already done in the past. You can take time and call them to your attention. What has God ever done for me? And just think back where you were and where you are today. God bless us. He's faithful to his word. But each time we face greater challenges, we find ourselves sometimes questioning, can he really handle this one? I mean, when he delivered the disciples out of that storm that they thought was going to kill them, you find them questioning, what manner of man is this? And that's how it is when God works in and through our lives, we almost are surprised. And yet we know by faith that he can do it. And yet we're surprised because it's something we've never experienced before in our lives. But having that experience, we find our faith greater, and now we have a greater desire to press the battle on.
Amen.
But we all know that in pressing the battle on, there is something that is crucial, something that we've learned through all of our past experiences. And that is in Hebrews 11:6. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. In the seasons of our life, it's impossible to please God without faith. In the times and purposes that we go through, things that God has put in place, it's impossible to please God, to successfully go through those challenges without faith. So is it any wonder that God has planned these events, these particular times, these works in our lives? Because he knows without faith, it's impossible. So what he does, he takes it upon himself to establish the necessary faith that we need to go from one step to the next.
Amen.
You've heard of the old mustard seed, little small seed. He said, all we need is but a little faith. And this is what God gives us. He gives us a little at a time. From one experience to another, he creates greater and greater faith.
Yes.
All because he knows that without this faith, it's impossible to please him. But we go on to read in that sixth verse, Hebrews 11, for he that cometh to God must believe.
Yes.
First, that he is God. And secondly, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There are those that say, oh, I believe. And what they're saying is they believe in God. They believe in his existence. But ask them, but do you believe in his word of promise to you, to me? Because they don't know such. Or maybe there are some that have allowed the enemy to so discourage them that their mind is not able to stay on the word God has given them. And so they find themselves shaken, wavering in their faith until things start to come together. But as we've learned in past experiences, when we trust in God, when we keep the faith, when we believe that he is able, that he will reward those that diligently seek him. So don't be surprised if you go to pray with that prayer, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. That prayer isn't going to cut it with some of the things that we're going through. You're going to have to be more diligent than that. He's not going to go with that repetitious prayer that says in and all the time. He wants a heartfelt prayer. He wants to know that you are totally dependent upon him. And how can he know this? How can we know that he's faithful to his promise? Except we find ourselves having to climb a mountain in our lives. Mountains are steep. Mountains are rugged. Mountains are things climbed one step at a time. And they make sure each step is placed sufficient to where they're able to put their weight on it and ready themselves for the next step. That's God taking us to the mountaintop. One step at a time.
Yeah.
Each step, sure. We have faith in God that he has us every step along the way. But it all starts with faith. You're putting faith in something you can't see. You can't reach out and touch because God is a spirit. But we know by his word, if you believe his word, that he is faithful. He's true to his promise. If you just look back as members of the body of Christ and see what he's already done, you know that he's a faithful God in spite of what the enemy will suggest through our thoughts. We know he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. And you know, when you're in trouble, real trouble, you understand the meaning of diligence. Diligence. Seeking him diligently. You're not, Lord, remember me today. No, when you're diligently seeking him, when you've got a problem, you act as if God doesn't know anything about it. You give him all the details, all the timing, you know, all the places, and you even throw in a little bit, you know, I think if you'll just do this, I'll be good. As if he didn't already have the beginning and the end worked out. But that's the enemy, trying to confuse our minds, trying to separate us from the truth of God's word. And keep us following what our eyes are seeing, what our ears are hearing, or what we're feeling. He wants us to base everything we do on these things. But God lets us know it's going to take faith, not emotions. It's going to take more than what you're hearing, except you hear the word of God. You're hearing the word of God to apply the word of God. God has provided all that we need. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, it reads, "Behold, I stand at the door." Now, if your Bible's like mine, it's in red letters, which we know that these are the words of Jesus Christ himself. He said, "Behold, look, I stand at the door and knock." Now, how do you know someone's at your door? Except they knock, ring a doorbell, call your name. You just can't stand there and not do anything. You have to let it be known you're at the door. So God is knocking on the door of our hearts, our thoughts. He's saying, "I know where you are." And yet I'm standing, knocking, asking that you let me in. Let me take care of this issue going on in your life. But how many know that there are those who will knock on our door and we got that little special spot we go to? And we peek? No, ain't nothing happened. And you walk away as if no one's standing there. And they continue to knock, but you know who it is. And they're not wanted, at least not at that time. And so you ignore the knock. Don't you know there are those who have chosen to lean to their own understanding, to acknowledge their own ways, you know, like when we turn teenagers and we say, "I'm grown. I know. I have sufficient experience, knowledge." And we all have knowledge. But God's wanting us to make sure we have the right knowledge, the right experiences that's going to lead us forward, not backwards. He doesn't try us to destroy us. We're only tested for us to see where we are in our faith, and then he knows it's to grow our faith. So where we might feel like we're weak and we say, I just cannot do this, I can't bring myself to do this, it just doesn't make sense, leaning to your own understanding. But if you know it's God knocking at your door, and you know from past experiences that he brings truth, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, open that door. Don't allow the enemy to have you peeking through a hole when you can see the light.
Amen.
Open up the door. Welcome him in. Because what you're actually welcoming in to your life is the answer to your prayer.
All right.
He's just waiting on you to let him in. And he keeps knocking to get your undivided attention.
All right.
Now you know there are some things that somebody keeps doing over and over and over. He say, "Oh, they don't stop it. They're getting on my last nerve." No, God's not trying to get on our last nerve.
No.
He's just trying to get us to open the door.
Yeah.
Open the door and let him in. And then all that worry is gone now. All that unrest is gone now. Peace he brings in.
Amen.
When you open the door. Rest. No worries, as they say. No worries. We only have ourselves in that position because we choose. We choose. We choose by simply allowing, going there, if you will. God is saying, go this way. Think on these things. Keep your mind stayed on these things, and I'll keep you in perfect peace. Rest. But your mind's got to stay on these things, the word of God. Things that are pure, just, honest, a good report. These things. But it's hard when you look around the world, the community that we live, it's hard to keep your mind stayed on this because of all the commotion going on around here. I mean, that devastation in Maui, I just, when you look at the pictures and see literally everything gone, reduced to ashes, many lives have been lost in such a short period of time. And it seems that the concern is, well, what started? Whose fault is it? Rather than recognizing and spending all your time and resources on rebuilding.
Right.
Finding where these lost souls are at.
Yeah.
And that's what God is wanting us to do as Christians. Mm-hmm. Yes, things are being destroyed around about us. Yeah. Lives are being ruined round about us. Our communities are not the peaceful place that they maybe once were. But God is letting us know that you as a believer, you as one who has faith in God, God is saying, if you let me in, if you try to do it on your own, the first thing you're going to think is, well, if I'm going to get things straightened out, the first thing I need to do is get me a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
That's leading to your own understanding.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you've been convinced that the only way we're going to straighten this person out is shoot them. Mm-hmm. But that's the enemy.
Yeah.
The enemy's saying the answer to the problem is kill them. Well, we know that's what the enemy's here to do. It's destroy our lives. It's to kill us, both physically and spiritually. But God's got a new way. He's got a new truth. He's got a life that's everlasting. And he's knocking at the door in hope that you'll open it and receive all that he has to give us. In verse 20, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door. If you hear them, open the door. I will come in to him. This is his word. He said, you just open the door. Don't take a peek at me. Open the door and let me in. And I will sup with him and he with me. There's nothing like sitting down with a seasoned saint.
Yes,
who is able to tell you some things that at one time in your life you said, I don't have time for all this. You know, you have more important things to do. You don't have time to sit here for hours and listen to old stories. This is the 21st century now. And yet, as they grow, I've had individuals say, now I know. Now I know I should have spent that time with that seasoned saint, and I could have escaped all of this turmoil in my life. Now, there will still be tribulations. Yes, you're going to face them. God says it as a child of God. We're going to face these things, but we're not facing them by ourselves, but we're facing them with God if we've opened the door and let him in. Setting with the Lord in study, I had a co-worker tell me, she can't wait to get home to sit in her chair because in that chair, there's nothing else exists around about her except the word of God. And it blessed me because I know how true that is.
Yes.
If you can shut out all these things that the enemy would use to get your attention and devote your mind, your thoughts, your heart, everything toward the word of God, when you come out, when you get up out that chair, that lazy boy, you're gonna feel revived. You're gonna feel renewed. You're gonna recognize you have something now that you didn't have when you first sat down in the chair. That's what we want. Verse 21 in that same chapter. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Verse 22, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. What is the Spirit saying to the churches? What are we hearing coming across this pulpit, Sunday after Sunday after
All right.
Sunday. Well, let's turn the clock back. Look at verse 7 in the same chapter, chapter 3 of Revelation, verse 7, and let's take a look at one of the letters that God has sent to the church in Philadelphia. It says there in verse 7, these things saith he that is holy. Now, we don't have any question who's being referenced here. This is God. He that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Are you getting how vital, how important that is? If you just take hold of that when you're going through a difficult time and the devil's telling you all these lies, if you can just take hold of this seventh verse here and understand that if God closes the door, no man can open it. If God closes it. But if God opens the door, no man can close it. So who's in control? God or the man? It's God. So while the enemy would seek to discourage us, to have us down and out, as they say, into having the blues and so forth, God said, no, that's not the state I want you in. I need you in that spirit of rejoicing. I want you in that spirit of praise and thanksgiving. I want you in that spirit of worship and sacrifice. That's where I need you at. Because there are those who will never read the Bible, but they will read your life. You don't even know they're looking at you. And they constantly have their eyes on you. Because you claim to be something they're not. And they want to know how, why. They want to know all the answers. And this is our opportunity when God opens the door to share with them our testimony. How is it that we've been forgiven? How is it that things worked out for me? How is it? And that's your opportunity. That's the door being opened for us to witness, plant a seed in the life of an unbeliever. And then God will take that little bitty seed and he'll begin to nurture that seed. He'll water it in the sunlight. God will grow that seed to where that individual will come to desire to know Christ as their personal Savior. They'll desire to ask questions, more and more and more questions. Sister Fran and I, we were asked to speak yesterday morning. There's a organization called Bridge the Gap. And what they do is they go amongst the drug addicts and I guess you could say the worst of the worst. And they literally meet under this bridge downtown Cincinnati. And you see all manner of things, and not shocking because they don't know the Lord. But God laid on the heart of this man, he said, let's bridge the gap. Let's go where they are. And this organization's been going for 10 years. But it amazed me the different things that people are going through. And you look and listen to the things that we're saying we're struggling with. We don't have a struggle if you go down there and see the things. Oh, my goodness. But we shared a word, and one of the ladies said, I got a question. Oh, great, great. And so they asked the question, and I answered it. They said, oh, okay. So what about? And so we went from one question after another, but she was writing everything down. That's that seed that God is going to work with, because you're not going to always be there to answer a question. But when that seed is planted, God is able to work and minister through their life right where they are. In the very things that they're doing, as wrong as they may be, God is able to work to draw them, to show them the difference between the life that's being lived today and the life that could be lived in Christ Jesus. So look at verse 8, it says, I know thy works. Speaking of the church of Philadelphia. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. The worst thing we can do as a believer is to isolate ourselves from the world. The worst thing we can do is deny the name of Christ. The worst thing that we can do with the little strength that we have is to ignore the word of God and to lean into our own understanding. We're no different when it comes to disobedience. There are consequences. The devil would suggest there's no consequences. But there are consequences when we do just the opposite of what God is saying. God is saying, okay, you've received Christ now, and I've opened the door. We have no idea what God has planned for each one of us as individuals, as a couple, as a family. You have no idea what God has planned for us if we will be obedient to his leading, his guiding, his word. Look at what it says in verse 10. In verse 10, it says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. There you go. You don't have to worry about fighting the fight. Fight the fight of faith. Keep the faith. But he said, because you've kept my word, you've not allowed the enemy or anybody to move you from your stance in the word of God. He says, because you'll stand, I'll keep thee from the hour of temptation. And I believe the prayer, model prayer tells, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory. That's what God wants us to experience at the end of the day. He wants us to experience his kingdom, his rule in our lives. And at the end, his glory. He wants us to be right there with him, right there by the throne. And that's our greatest desire as a believer, is making it home. When I got word that our son had made it back home, not home in our home, but he's back in the States. And I told the wife, I said, boy, this has been a long one. And he's been doing it for 20-plus years, and I believe this is going to be his last one from our conversation. Amen. And so we're looking forward to celebrating him being home and it being the last one.
Amen.
The last one.
Amen.
But this is God. God's wanting us to celebrate his goodness and mercy, his faithfulness to us. And we see that through the deliverance of that hour of temptation. You know, that time when we're really weak and we don't have the fight that we need, the power that we need. You know, I tell my mother, I said, Mom, you are just weak when it comes to chocolates. No, it's not good for her. She says, I'll stop it slowly. What do you mean? I'm going to put them all the way back behind everything else in the refrigerator. I said, oh, I'll do better than that for you. Give them to me. I'm not weak. Give them to me. Oh, no. I'm not giving the offer. See, you're holding on. You got to let it go. So I tease her about that. We both laugh about it because I'll come in with something like a strawberry sundae or something. And she'll say, you didn't bring me one? I said, well, of course not. I wouldn't do that to you. Oh, but you would bring one and sit and eat it in front of me. That's the enemy. The enemy knows some things that he puts before us is no good for us. But he'll bring them in hopes that we'll yield. There's no sin to be tempted. Only when we yield to that temptation. So don't let the enemy have the best of you. God is still knocking at the door. No matter what we're going through, what we're facing today, understand God has a purpose. God has a work in your life. And what he's trying to do is bring you up to the next level of faith. You're about to be called to do something in this world. Believers in Christ, that's why we're here. It's to work the work of God. Not ourselves, but of God. Work his work. And so therefore we have to surrender to him and allow him to fix us. Because we all know what's going on in our personal thought life. We all know what we love on the inside and tend to hold on to it. We know that. And God knows that weakness in our lives. But he says, no worries. I've got you covered. And next thing you know, the very thing that you couldn't do, God fixes a situation where you go through it and you learn, oh, yeah, I'm ready to let it go now. Oh, yeah, I see. I really need to let this go. God knows how to clean the house.
Amen. Amen.
You get a new house.
Amen.
Even though they've already cleaned it, you got to go through that thing and you got to have carpet shampoo. I want new paint on the wall. I don't want to smell nothing that was here before me.
That's right.
And you make all these changes because this is now your new home. This is you now.
Yes.
You personalize it.
Yes.
And this is God. God is saying, if you open up the door, I'm coming into a new home. And this home cannot stay as it was before.
Amen.
Satan's sanctuary. He said, I got to clean this thing up. And the methods he uses to clean all those spots, all those dents and dings and words that might be on the wall, those nonverbal communications. He said, I got to clean all this up. I want this to be bright and white and pure. So he begins to set in place all the things that it will take to clean this house. Because he wants to come in and dwell in a clean house. And that's us. Wife knows I really don't care for a messy house. Everything has its place. So it really needs to be there or I might trip over it with my grandson in the house running around and everything's a toy. But if it's in its proper place, I don't have to worry about tripping. But I've learned also I need to keep my eyes open. Keep my eyes open, I'll see, and I won't trip. God is trying to open our eyes to what we're not seeing in front of us. The enemy's deceived us. He's got our minds thinking one way, and God is saying, let me clean you up. Let me open your eyes that's been closed to what's going on. I want to open it. I want to reveal it to you, but after I reveal it, I'm going to cleanse you. Remember he said, I'll be faithful and just to forgive you. But also he says, I'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He takes the responsibility of cleansing us to doing those things that we can't do ourselves. So we can't say, I'll never be able to make it to heaven because, and we name these things that are temporal. But God says, no problem, no worries. I got you covered. And so he takes us through trying times. He puts us to the test. Do you love this? Or do you love me?
Yeah.
You know, it's easy for me to say the words, God, I love you. I love you with the very depths of my heart. It's easy to say. But when God puts that love to the test, when you find yourself in a situation that's really going to glorify God, but needs you to be true to your faith, sometimes it's not as easy as it is just saying, I love you. But God says, I got you covered. I'm going to fix it. And you'll go through something so devastating. So devastating. Something that you know, except God intervenes, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it.
Amen.
And that's when God steps in. Because now you see there's no other way except God. There's no other way except faith in God. There's no other way than believing in the word of God, the promise of God, taking them to heart, trusting him, After all, you just said, I love you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you love him, we'd be willing to serve him. We'll be willing to even lay down our life as Jesus laid down his life for us. And so where are we today as we think about the question, Alan, will you stand? Will you be an overcomer? Will you stand? In spite of all that we have heard, when we cross the threshold of that door there and step outside, the world changes. Everything that you're going to hear is not going to be from God's word. Everything that you'll face with individuals who don't know Christ, who will shoot you in a heartbeat, everything changes. The challenges are real, and you have to be ready to respond. But how are you going to respond? Are you going to glorify God and do it his way? Or are you going to think back, well, back in the day, I would do such and such, take care of my business. Okay? But now your business is God's business. It's not your business. It's God's business. And God needs to be glorified into our lives. So here we are this morning asking ourselves, well, are you willing to stand? Are you willing to stand? Are you willing to be an overcomer? Well, we already know from what we've read, the only way we can be an overcomer is if we first open the door and let him in. And then stand true to our faith in God's word. We have to stand. But then we have to be willing, ready and willing, to sacrifice our very being if God calls it to be so. And we know from our readings in the scriptures, many who gave their lives, physically gave their lives for Christ's sake, but rejoiced. And you ask, how can you rejoice? You lying there bound dead. You're going to die. How do you rejoice? You can in Christ. You can when your mind is not on the fact that I'm about to separate, I'm about to leave everything behind, but when you're thinking about the promise of God. I'm dying in this body. This is the first death. But the second death, oh, I've got the victory over.
Amen.
I got the victory over. Amen. There'll not be a second death in my life. When I close my eyes here, this body may return to the dust from which it's come.
Great.
But God promised us eternal life.
Eternal life. Yes.
And that with a new body.
Mm.
A new body. We don't have to worry about our eyes going bad.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about weight gain or weight loss. We don't have to worry about how weak we are. God's taking care of it all. And now he's there welcoming us in to his throne.
Praise God.
His reign, where he lives. That's what it's all about. You got to stand for something or fall for anything. That's where we are in the world today. You're going to stand for something or fall for anything. And God is saying, stand for me. No matter where you're at, stand for me. Get encouragement from the word of God. Talk to the brothers and sisters in Christ who's already been there and done that. And be encouraged. Encourage one another. And sometimes you just have to encourage yourself.
Because
the phone is busy. Encourage yourself in the things of God. We're going to ask if you'll stand this morning and think about what has been said. And as Pastor Wilbur would always say, I receive my portion. And that's why we come this morning, because there's something we need from God. That's why we're here. We enjoy, we love the fellowship. We love to hear the testimonies of victory over their individual's problem or challenge. It encourages us and lets us know that victory can be ours, but we got to make that stand this morning. Got to make that stand. If you have that desire to come and let's pray together. Let's look to the Lord. Pour our hearts out unto the Lord. He already knows, but he wants us to ask in order that we might receive. Seek in order that we might find. Knock that the door might be open. That's prayer. That's prayer. What is it you're seeking this morning in your life? Only you can answer that. What is it you are actually seeking in your life? Have you stopped and asked the Lord about it? If you need a loan, you go to the bank. And you even wait as long as they tell you to wait for their answer. But God, he gives you a word of promise, and the loan is guaranteed. It's already paid for. You don't have to make no installments. Just be faithful. Keep the faith. Take a stand. And know that God will deliver.
Praise God.
It might take some time. God's time. Because to everything, there's a season. To everything, there's a time. For every purpose, every work under the heaven. Will you open up the door this morning?
Amen.
And let him in? God bless you.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank God for you, Brother Scott. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. I was thinking his brother was, one of the last comments that he made about, you want a loan, you go to the bank. But you know, you can't get a loan if your credit score is too low.
Say it.
You go and you try to get a loan and your credit score is 400.
Oh, yeah.
I said, no, no, you got some work you got to do.
Amen.
You can't get. That just lets us know. We can't have a low, think about score, if you understand my meaning, with God.
Right.
We've got to put in some work for the Lord. We've got spiritually in our soul, in the way, in our living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our study, in our prayer life, I mean, we've got to be rich toward God.
Yeah, yeah.
If we want to get of the goodness of God.
Amen.
When Brother said that, and I was thinking also when he said, you know, how much do we love the Lord? Because there are choices that people make.
Mm-hmm.
What do you love? And I was thinking when Jesus asked Peter, I even turned to the 21st chapter of John's gospel,
mm-hmm.
when Jesus was talking and they had dined. Jesus had already risen. And Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?
Mm-hmm.
And he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. As you said, people can quickly say, oh, yes, I love the Lord. We heard even before Jesus went to the cross, Peter said, oh, yes, Lord, we'll follow you. We'll go to the death with you. And yet Jesus told him about himself.
Yeah.
Before the cock crows, you'll deny me thrice.
Yeah.
And it came to pass. And so Jesus is asking him now who do you love? Do you love me more than these?
Yeah.
He said, feed my lambs.
Yeah.
And then he asked him a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee, just like people do today, just as you said. And he saith unto him, feed my sheep.
Mm-hmm.
He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me?
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep.
Yes.
Because Jesus knows all things. That's why he asked him three times.
Yeah.
Because he knows what Peter had done before three times.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord knows, because the Lord does know all things, and he knew Peter's heart, he knows our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to put the Lord first?
Amen.
As brother said, are we willing to stand?
Mm-hmm.
Will we stand? Are we willing to sacrifice our being?
Yeah.
When it comes time to prove it, will we stand?
Mm-hmm.
He said, but our brother said, with greater challenges, because as brother said, we may be new in our Christian experience,
mm-hmm.
and there may be some challenges that we have to prove us or to grow us, to grow our faith.
Right.
But maybe there are harder challenges that will come later. But the Lord knows we can't bear them yet.
Right.
And so those come later after we've grown in our faith, after we have proven if we're going to stand. And victory in each one of those challenges will help us to grow our faith. Thank God. Thank God for his word this morning. Amen. Our brother said the purpose of God's word is to encourage us, to give us rest even in the storm. Amen. I got some.
Amen.
Amen. I got some encouragement.
Amen.
I got something that's going to help me to relax in the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we stand? Thank God for his word. Mm-hmm. We know that Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. We know that Jesus is knocking on hearts' doors even this morning. If any man hear my voice, did you hear? Have you heard?
Yeah.
Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Do you know that he wants to be a savior unto you? Praise our God. And he'll abide with you to the end.
Amen.
Praise our God. What shall we sing? In the evening light, number 512. Standing on the promises. In order to stand on something, you have to step onto it, do you not? In order for you to stand on it, you have to take a step. If you don't know the Lord, won't you take that step? If you've already taken that step, be sure that you stand. Amen. Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on a day, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on a day.
Not Minister Scott talk about overcoming?
Mm-hmm.
That third verse.
Amen.
In order to overcome daily with the Spirit's sword, we've got to be bound to him eternally by love's strong cord. Praise God. And we have to overcome daily. Our dear brother said, temptation is not the sin. Yielding to temptation is the sin. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, yet without sin.
Yes.
So we needn't think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try us, as though some strange thing happened to us. We're told whosoever will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So there are things that are going to come, but we've got to stand on the promises of God. Praise our God. Is there anyone who's not yet standing on the promises of God, but has heard the promises and believes the promises and wants us to pray for them? Or one who will come, because the Lord is willing and able. But as brother said in his message, we've got to yield to the Lord. We've got to yield it all to him, because we can't make it on our own. We may have the best of intentions. We may feel within ourselves, I feel like I'm strong. I feel like I can resist. No, can't resist the enemy of your soul without God. We're even told in James, submit yourself to God and resist the enemy, and he will flee. It doesn't just say resist. Just before it says resist, we have to submit ourselves unto God. And that's where the power comes from.
Yeah.
But it won't come unless we surrender to God. Amen. We're just like a leaf in the wind, tossed about without the power of God. Is there one? We'll come. Is there one who will say, pray for me?
Amen.
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 Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. We know those of us who are saved now know that before we were saved, and we would come and we would hear the word of truth preached, we had not yielded to the Lord. But there were saints who prayed for us. There were saints who had us on their heart. They took the time and they prayed. In many cases, they fasted. They gave up their food and water and prayed for our souls, that we not be lost and that we would surrender. And the Spirit of God spoke to our heart, kept talking to us. Didn't give us peace or rest in the condition that our soul was in. And the saints just showed their love. They didn't beat us over the head with a hammer. They just showed their love and reminded us how much God loved us. And that it wasn't his will that we be lost, but that we come to him. So those of us who are saved today have a responsibility. And if you're not saved, we're doing that same thing for you today. We want you to know we love you. And God loves you. He wants to save your soul. Praise God. We've seen the upraised hands. Seen the hands. He saved me, and I want to stay that way. Amen. I want to stay that way. Amen. Praise God. We'll sing that final verse, and we'll look to the Lord.
Standing on the promises I cannot hold, listening every voice.
Thank God for his message. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his messenger. It's for his well-preached word this day. Thank God. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. We saw the upraised hands. We know that God is able to fix that needs fixing in us. We're in sin and we're broken, but the Lord is able to fix us and make us whole. If we're saved, then the Lord is able to sustain us by his word and by his spirit. We'll look to the Lord in prayer, thanking him for what our hearts have received this day. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. We thank you, dear Father, for encouraging our hearts, Lord, for giving us your word, Lord, to build us up, dear Father, for giving us your word, Lord, to let us know where we are, dear God, in thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for giving us your word so we can know, Lord, that, Lord, if we're not, Lord, in a place where we can please you, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to fix us, dear Father, Lord, so that we can please you. We know, dear God, that the scripture that our dear brother gave in Hebrews said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would let every heart, Lord, that heard this message today, diligently seek you, dear God. Yes. Lord, our dear brother brought out that word diligently, dear God. Not haphazardly, Lord, not just with a routine prayer or with a routine reading of scripture. Lord, not just throwing away time. Lord, you told us in your word, for us to redeem the time, because these days are evil. So, Lord, help us, Lord, to be diligent, Lord, about seeking you, dear God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless us, Lord. Bless our hearts, dear God. We pray, Lord, that your spirit would continue, Lord, to preach to our hearts, dear God. Lord, even when we dismiss from this service, Lord, we know, Lord, that your spirit is able to go with us, dear God, and to continue to preach to us, Lord, to bring, Lord, Lord, every word that was spoken, Lord, to our remembrance, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God. Help us, dear God, to find ourselves in your word, dear God. Help us, Lord, to find ourselves doing, Lord, what your word has commanded us to do. We thank you, dear God, for your message. We thank you, dear God, for Minister Scott this day. And we pray, dear God, your continued blessings upon him, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that your anointing would be upon him, dear God, that you may use him, dear God, as you see fit. Truly, dear God, he is a chosen vessel unto thee, dear God, to carry your word. And Father, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, dear God. Lord, you just build him up, dear God. Bless him, dear God. Father, that other souls, dear God, might be blessed. Lord, that others may be drawn to thee, dear God. Lord, this we beg in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember each upraised hand this day, dear God. And we pray, dear Father, Lord, that you would supply the needs, dear God. And Lord, if there are souls, dear God, that you are dealing with, hearts that you are talking to, Lord, those that you love, dear Father, Lord, that you, Lord, want to save, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help those of us, dear God, who are called by your name to be an instrument, Lord, to help to bring them to thee, dear God. Help us to show the love of God, dear Father, Lord, that flows from heart to heart and breast to breast. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless and have your way. And Lord, if there are any, dear God, who are unsaved, oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that your spirit will continue to strive with them. We pray, dear God, that you would extend your mercy just a little bit farther, dear God. Lord, that they might come to you, dear God, Lord, while there is yet time. That they may come, dear God, while your day of offered mercy, Lord, is at hand. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and we'll give you all the praise. For, Lord, truly, you are worthy. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? I know I did get my portion. I got mine. Amen. Amen. Sister Millicent saying. Sister Webb? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Bless God. Sister India. The experience.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. The experience and the victory. Amen. Victory in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
enemy would, you can't get angry, that's a fool.
Mm-hmm.
So what I start to do is throw my head up to the sky and throw my arms up and say, glory be to God.
Amen. Cool. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Praise God.
Yes. Yes.
Thank God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. You know how sometimes you just get full and you just go. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And there is that, maybe the Spirit of God. People say, well, you can't see a spirit. No, but he manifests himself, and you can physically feel the Spirit of the Lord working in you, and you just get filled up.
Yeah.
Amen. I know, remember Brother U.S. Jackson, you say he'd have an overflow. So I guess that's beyond getting filled up. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Amen.
Sister Blake.
Yes, sister.
I want to say I thank the Lord for the word of God this morning. I thank God for Brother Scott, truly a blessing. You know, there's a song that says, fill my cup, Lord, and truly my cup was filled this morning. I just sitting here with this just great anticipation, you know, my heart's desire is to be there, but, you know, I'm just not able to be there. But just to sit here and just to hear the word of God go forth and for my soul to be fed this morning, I thank God for it. And truly, brother, fed us with the word of God, just thinking of some of the, just I was writing down the notes that he was saying,
mm-hmm.
just things for me to go back and just to look over. And I thank him when he was saying, you know, just to get out and say that, you know, quick little prayer, that's not
mm-hmm.
going to do you.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be able to know what you're leaning on. You gotta lean on God's everlasting arms and how God has supplied everything for us. And I thank the Lord for it, because I was thinking, as brother was talking about Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and he spoke about the season, you know, at this time, and God knows everything, there is a season. And I was sitting here, and I believe I shared it with Sister Melissa the other day, or I shared with someone that God has allowed me to sit here now that I can't move, that I'm able to read more and to study more, to pray more, and to just meditate more upon his word. And so he's given me, you know, several messages just sitting here in these few days I've been sitting, and I just thank God. Truly a blessed service. A blessed message from the Lord,
Amen.
One that's heartfelt, and one that, as you said, the word of God, that the Spirit of the Lord is going to continue to preach to us for some time to come, because there was so much in the word that he gave to us, and especially when he went over there in Revelations,
Amen.
And he spoke about that third chapter of Revelations. We've read it many times before, but God used him to break it down to us just a little bit more so that we get that understanding. And, you know, when he was talking about over there in verse 9 of the third chapter, when he talked about, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. You know, God knows, and he talked about our strength that we have, because we have not allowed the enemy to take away what God has given us, and we've stayed in the word of God, God's going to bless us. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
Thank God for you, Brother Scott. Thank God for you, Sister Scott. We are praying for you.
Amen.
And thank you for being there for us. Every time that we need you, God has sent you, and you have brought a word that we can use and that we can continue to eat upon for days and months ahead. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen. 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 For our announcement. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes.
I just want to break this down. I don't want to preach a sermon.
Well, go ahead and break it down, Sister Holmes.
All righty. I just wanted to say the Lord will make make a way somehow, and I know that because he has made a way for me to be here to hear the message, and I appreciate that. And I thank the Lord for Brother Wilbur. I thank the Lord for Brother Sister and that brings the message now, Sister Renee. I thank the Lord for you, and I thank the Lord for the saints because they open up a way for me to say thank you, Lord. And I'm staying with the Lord as long as he gives me breath because he is the one that gave me this breath so that I can talk.
Amen.
And I want to say I thank you for it. The Lord has made a way somehow.
Amen.
That I can always hear the prayer. Even though I'm not able to be present in the service, he made a way now. Sister Renee and you making a way for me. And I said, if I didn't hear, you still will be praying for me. You would come by my house and able to say that I thank you, Lord. For these things, every one of them, because I leaned on him, and he held me up.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank Lord for your prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you, Sister Holmes. Praise God.
Blake, I just want to thank the Lord, the messenger the Lord has sent to us today. Thank you for his goodness and mercy. Just leaning upon him, giving him our all in all. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carol. Bless the Lord. Sunday, August 20th, 2023. The scripture for meditation was Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Praise our God.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always open to receive funds. Choir rehearsal next Sunday. And Sister Millicent, it's not in the bulletin, but this month, the last Sunday of this month, which would be next Sunday, will be Fourth Sunday Fellowship Dinner. So govern yourselves accordingly. Next Sunday, which would be August 27th, will be Fourth Sunday Fellowship Dinner. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn it back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all who are bringing scriptures. and I don't see that it's in the bulletin. Food pantry service will be this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. So food pantry service will be this Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. until 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. And lift Brother Byron up in prayer for that also. Lord's will, he'll be bringing the message. Happy birthday blessings this week to Tatum Belton. Tatum Belton, August 26th. Amen. I think that's Friday, isn't it, Brother DeAndre? Saturday, that's right. Oh, boy. Tatum, how old will you be? How old will you be? Six. That's a boy. Amen. Amen. Yeah, he's turning six now. He's gone to wearing his bow ties to church now. We like that. Amen. 6 years old. How many of you can remember when you were 6 years old? I can remember. Infinity, I guess just you and me. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen.
When I was six,
Sister Blake. Yes. Sister Carol remembers when she was six, and she's 91. So, praise God.
I started school when I was five.
Amen. 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 So we can give some words of wisdom to Tatum, can't we? Amen. Bless the Lord. Our thought for today, don't look for an exit ramp when serving God. When the way gets rough, just go forward in his will, looking for the victory at the end. That sounds like it's good. That sounds like it came out of a message, didn't it? That's just the way the Spirit of God moves. The Spirit of God will have things agree. Amen. Thank the Lord. We're so thankful for service this day. So thankful for Brother and Sister Scott being with us, that we could all share in the goodness of God and his word. So glad to see Cherie and Sierra. Glad to see you once again. Those beautiful smiles. Amen. Amen. We love you. We love you. Amen. So good to see Mr. Dalton come in. I didn't see you when you came in. I looked around and the message was going forth. And I go, oh, and I thought, oh, there he is.
Yes.
Amen. And that's what we do. Like you said, the message goes forth, and then you, in your mind, you're rehearsing it. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. So glad that you're here. Amen. We love you too. Amen. If all minds are clear, shall we stand? Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. And I just want to say, just Sister India, just appreciated your testimony today, your testimony on Wednesday. God just moves his mighty hand, and all we can do is praise him. Thank God. There could be something that's gone on for years and years and years, but when God moves his hand, it's done. Amen. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this beautiful, beautiful service. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful, beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, for all of the saints, dear God. Lord, how, Lord, our spirits can agree in one on the word, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have felt, dear God, what our hearts have received, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each and every one of us, dear God. Lord, even, dear fathers, we continue to feed on your word, dear God. Even as Sister Dalton said, we're rehearsing the word over and over again, Lord, in our heart and in our mind, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, dear Father, to give us your word, dear God. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would feed us, Lord. Feed us, Lord, because we know our soul needs it. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give traveling mercies, dear God, for Brother and Sister Scott over the highway. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for bringing them. And, Lord, it's our prayer, Lord, that you will take them back safely, dear God. Be with them, Lord, and bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory, dear God, for bringing Tyrone back, dear God, to the States. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, dear Father, for having kept him safe, Lord, for hearing our prayers, dear God, for each deployment that he had, dear God, for each country, Lord, that he was in, for each place, Lord, that he was, Lord, we knew, Lord, that you were able to be there with him. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers on his behalf. We thank you, Lord, that he is now back, dear God, stateside, I believe they call it. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for comforting, Lord, Brother and Sister Scott, Lord, down through the years, for 20-some years, dear God. Lord, while their son, dear God, was serving, dear God, this country. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for keeping them, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that their faith, Lord, looked up to thee, dear Father. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for honoring their faith. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, if it be your will, Lord, we pray, dear God, that what Brother Allen said, dear God, is so, dear Father. Lord, he said from talking with his son, Lord, it seems like maybe he's back for good. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, that it would be so, dear God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you have done. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to speak to Tyrone's heart, dear God. Lord, we've been praying for him, dear God, Lord, not only for his safety, but for his soul also, dear God. Yes. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless him. Lord, this perhaps, Lord, is a way for you to draw him nigh, dear God. Lord, draw him closer geographically, Lord, Father, so that the word can be closer to him, Lord, so that his family can be closer to him, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that you just continue to speak to his heart, Lord. We love him, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done, what you are doing, Lord, for Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. It's just good, Lord, to hear her voice, dear Father. It's good to hear Sister Holmes' voice. Good to hear Sister Carol's voice. For those that we know would be here, not able to be here. Lord, when we just hear their voices over the telephone, it just does something for us, Lord. It brings gladness to our hearts. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would minister to them where they are, dear Father. Encourage them, build them up, dear Father. Strengthen them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, your healing, dear God, on Sister Jenkins. Lord, we know, dear God, that she's anxious to get back, dear Father. But, Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you would just wait on you, dear God. Lord, that you would just wait patiently, Lord, on you to touch and to move, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, she says she's had messages already, dear God. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that you've given them to her, Lord. It's your will, Lord, for her to give them to us. And so, Lord, we're just praying, dear God, that you will bless her and heal her, Lord. For we know, Lord, that whatever, Lord, you have given to her, Lord, she is going to deliver her soul by bringing it forth. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless her, be with her, strengthen her. Remember Brother Tony by her side, dear God. Give him, Lord, the strength and the energy, dear God. Lord, Lord, we know, Lord, that he's helping her, dear Father. Lord, bless them both together, as we ask in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we dismiss from this place, dear God, we thank you, Lord, for everyone who gave a testimony today, dear God. For truly, Lord, it helps each and every one of us, dear Father. It helps us, Lord, to press on, dear God. It helps us, Lord, to keep running, dear God, to see what the end will be, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for hearing Mr. Dalton, dear Father, say that he's just rehearsing, Lord, the word that was preached this day, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for that. We pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with him, dear God. Remember his daughter in the name of Jesus, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, for him. And pray, Lord, you continue to bring him him. Let him keep coming. Let him keep coming, dear Father. Lord, this we beg of thee. Now have your way, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We saw Brother Joseph earlier, dear God, with a visitor, but we saw that he had to leave before the end of service. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, that he was here in service, even for but for a time, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would be with him, dear God. Bless in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we go, dear God, help us, Lord, to take the name of Jesus with us, dear God. Help him, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep him, keep his name on our lips and on our heart, dear God. Lord, help us, dear God, to Lord, abide in your word, dear God. Help us, Lord, to hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and all the praise shall be thine. Lord, not forgetting, Lord, Sister Fran, dear God. You know, dear God, that she's going in for her surgery. We pray, dear God, that you would go before her, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with the doctors and all the medical staff, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would help them, Lord, to think clearly, to see clearly, dear God, to reason clearly. Give them the wisdom that they need, dear God. Lord and Father, we pray, Lord, that after they have finished the treatment, Lord, that you would take over and do the healing, dear God. But, Lord, we're lifting them up to you, and we're praying for them, dear Father. And, Lord, it's been our experience, dear God, when other saints have gone in, and we've told them, we've had an occasion to talk to the doctors and nurses and so on, and tell them that we're praying for them as well. They've always appreciated it. They've always received the prayers of the saints, and they've always said, we thank you, we need your prayers. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for those medical staff, dear God. Help them, dear God, for we know, dear Father, Lord, they can't do anything without you, dear God. But, Lord, you're able, Lord, to use whomsoever you will to be a blessing to your children. So we're praying, dear God, that you would use them, that dear Sister Fran, Scott, would be blessed. Have your way, dear God. Make us, each and every one of us, a blessing. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thanks.
Amen. Amen. Yes, you're on your